Chapter 63. And retirement, and not a blot and drawback in ambitious and distinguished crowds. I should have been spared this trial. I have every reason to be happy, very happy now. But then, Harry, I own I should have been happier. Apostrophe, busy recollections of old hopes, cherished as a girl, long ago, crowded into the mind of Rose, while making this avowal. But they brought tears with them, as old hopes will, when they come back withered. And they relieved her. I cannot help this weakness, and it makes my purpose stronger, apostrophe said Rose, extending her hand. I must leave you now, indeed. Apostrophe, I ask one promise, apostrophe said Harry. Once, and only once more, say within a year, but it may be much sooner, I may speak to you again on this subject, for the last time. Apostrophe, not to press me to alter my right determination, apostrophe replied Rose, with a melancholy smile, it will be useless. Apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Harry, to hear you repeat it, if you will finally repeat it. I will lay at your feet, whatever of station of fortune I may possess, and if you still adhere to your present resolution, will not seek, by word or act, to change it. Apostrophe, then let it be so, apostrophe rejoined Rose. It is but one pang the more, and by that time I may be enabled to bear it better. Apostrophe, she extended her hand again. But the young man caught her to his bosom, and imprinting one kiss on her beautiful forehead, hurried from the room. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.